It's episode 15. We got Nene and Tyrone, Nene and Sheree, and a spiritual baptism starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Some of these might let me know. All the stars are bullshit. All the stars are bullshit. All the stars are bullshit. Maybe the night.
We got that Black Panther soundtrack.
Yes.
It is Sunday. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. I am your host, Leon Castillo. I'm the guy you cut off and flipped off on the freeway today because it was raining. I got my girls with me, as always, a full panel and a guest host. We got Miss Conversation Piece.
Hello.
We got OK Drew.
Hey.
And Miss Erica Edwards.
Hey, party people.
And I did mention that we have a guest host, Miss Megan Bumgar.
Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Welcome. And we are starting it right away. We're going to be talking about Nene and Sheree's big feisty moment. We're going to be talking about Nene and Tyrone because there's obviously a history there.
Yes,
and it
there
ends
is.
With this.
And they have a chemistry.
Yeah, they do. And we're going to be talking about all of it, and it ends with the spiritual bath. So let's get right into it now. We start, it is day two of the Barcelona trip. There was some twerking, there was some drinking, there was some late night chats. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what do we think about this? Do you stay up at 4 in the morning twerking with your friends, Megan?
I don't know, maybe.
She's not letting us know right away.
She said, you don't know me like that.
Yeah. You're just asking these questions right away. We want to know the gossip. We want to know the tea. Well, what do you guys think?
I think, first of all, we have to talk about the glow up. They went from the hood to Hollywood.
Kind of like we did. We in the big studio tonight.
We glowed up, y'all.
You guys noticed that this big, beautiful white studio, we have a guest host. It is going to be on and popping. Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the accommodations. It was really nice. I would love to go on vacation with them, so.
Yeah, I would love that. Also, I just love that these women who are, you know, a little bit older can get down like that. Mm-hmm. Except I love that Marlo was like, why do my legs hurt? Because that's me.
Because she was twerking.
Yeah, she's getting.
No wonder she's so sore. The way that she danced like that, yeah. She can. Get down and freaky.
That's what Epstein song is for.
Exactly, because Marlo just had her 42nd birthday, 42 per se.
Oh, my God.
And she got all the way. I was like, I know her knees are cracking right now. Her knees had to hurt. She went all the way.
She did that skanky leg.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of the stanky leg, but everyone knows I do like a 4 a.m. twerk session.
Oh, yeah. She did better than the last time. Remember the first one she did, day one? It was kind of stiff.
Yeah, it was a stiff twerk session, but I think they've loosened up.
They stretched.
Being in Barcelona helped.
Yeah,
it did.
The Colt 45 helped.
Yes, and the messy hotel room, too.
Yeah, you know what? That is totally true. I totally did notice that.
I did not get that from room. Them. I did not get my messy from them.
No, you didn't, honey. So let's get right into it. They're making it right. They've moved from the villa to the hotel because obviously these girls just needed to get out of there. They're all talking about, I can't wait to take a shower. You didn't have a shower in the villa?
You know they had a shower.
It was mold and mildew, they said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's fine. We move on. There's sexy pictures. Apparently, people can get sexy paper, sexy.
Oh, yeah, sexy photo shirts.
Yeah. Apparently, people can get sexy photos in jail.
Yeah. Well, first of all, who is paying for these collect calls that she's making to jail?
Miss Whitfield is paying for the. What are you?
You're already international, and
it's
then
Bob.
you're calling jail. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Because Bob don't pay child support. That's what I am doing.
We are going there.
We are going in. Yes. We're bringing up history here, okay, y'all?
Go hard or go home.
We have a guest host, so she wants to talk about it all. We're obviously going back, and it actually relates because this episode, there were so many flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to be talking about Nene and Sheree's entire history later on this show, so make sure to stay tuned. Why is Nene so defensive? And I don't know about these the whole leopard thing. I don't understand why leopard always means sexy.
It does.
Oh, okay. Well, it does then.
Only when it's Scary Spice. Otherwise, it's
Thank
like
you.
Snooki season one of Jersey Shore.
I completely agree.
Although Leopard
I
is...
watched that many times.
I have not seen Jersey Shore, actually. I hate to say it. I like the leopard, because I think leopard is a print that can also be a neutral. So you can have your leopard, and you have your black, and you have your red lip, and, you know, you get a pop.
Mm-hmm. From what I'd understood, though, this was going to be a sexy shoot. I was thinking, like, lingerie or something, and that was just... I mean, I feel like Marlo wears that out to Sunday brunch.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I think, like, a piece of leopard in the ensemble is nice. But all leopard, I think it looks kind of tacky. What do you think, Megan?
I think she's kind of, like, unfashionable. I mean, she has her moments of fashion. Just like Sheree. Sheree is a fashion designer on the show.
Well, that's loosely, honey. She's a fashion designer. Kind of like I am.
Fashion miss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of like I am, you know, like a celebrity, superstar.
Oh, right.
Hollywood Leanne. Mm-hmm. Yes. Even though I live in the valley.
Yes.
Oh, maybe from the hood.
Oh!
Well, I think the photo shoot turned out okay, guys. I mean, you had help from two models, a freak, and a stylist, so.
Yeah, we had America's Next Top Model in there coaching y'all. Yes. Y'all couldn't come up with some better shoots?
I watch her all the time. Mm-hmm. With Tyra Banks.
Yep.
Yeah, I loved her on that. What was Cynthia doing, though? Oh,
she wasn't doing anything.
Well, Cynthia was like, let me pose real quick, and I was like...
Oh, my God.
Right. Exactly. Me, too.
She got a divorce from her husband, Peter, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what? She has it back. She's 50, and she is bringing it. 50 means a lot. I mean, obviously, we're going to talk about the spiritual bath later.
She's single and divorced mom.
And she's not thinking about Will on this trip at all. She's on Candy, y'all.
I have not heard Will's name this entire episode.
Thank goodness. She's over him.
Yeah. Yeah, and her photo shoot was kind of sexy except for the house slippers. I'm like, okay, now you're losing me. Candy was right. Like, you got to take the slippers off if you really want to be sexy, boo.
I guess she wants to be a housewife.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what, though?
Like it is.
I really feel like Eva, she only had a couple seconds on that staircase, but she was giving me life. Those angles, like, she really, I mean, she was my favorite on America's Next Top Model anyway.
Me too.
But now that she's on the show, she's, like, really bringing the flair. I love how she handled herself this episode. She could have learned a lot. I mean, Nene could have learned a lot from her handling the situation, because Nene was so defensive tonight. Let's get into that.
Yeah.
Well, how do we
she
feel?
She's been to therapy with all the girls on the show.
And the therapy never worked out.
No, it did not. No. She walked away from a situation and didn't handle it.
Yeah, she doesn't really deal with a lot of people ganging up on her. Y'all are ganging up on Nene. She's not about that.
Ganging up on her day. Yes.
But something's going on with her guilty conscience. I don't think she dated Tyrone. I think her and Tyrone must have did a con together.
Before, sure.
And she doesn't want Tyrone to snitch on her. That's what I think.
I think they had some chemistry from the past. And I bet Sheree does not know about Tyrone and their past together.
Ooh, Megan's saying Tyrone and Nene must have been kissing behind closed doors.
Can you make that sound effect again? Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't know, Dee Brown. Like, I don't know. That's really deep.
She knows some people.
But I'm just thinking, like, I don't think she dated him. She's adamant about that. So what else could it be? She said in the flashback,
I knew him
before Sheree. Mm-hmm. And he's a con artist. So that makes me think they did a con together.
I think he might have made her look dumb in the past. Like, has done something that made her look less than flattering. And so that's why Nene's like...
But what could that be?
I don't know, but that's probably why she doesn't want to bring it up.
Maybe she's from the hood and she's from the projects.
That is very
true. Well,
She's from the country.
She's from the country, but she has risen above, and she has made a name for herself.
And now she's a housewife.
She found her real dad.
She's taking it back to season one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
we got the facts.
We want to talk more about this specific episode. We will talk about the flashbacks later.
I do think that what may have happened, I think, is there was something where either she tried to hook up with Tyrone and he didn't get it, or something where, you know, when she was trying to book him or he was booking her or whatever, She tried to get it. And I don't think either he rejected her or she rejected him some kind of way where she would be embarrassed. Greg. You know what I'm saying? So
because of Greg.
Yeah. No, her and Greg were separated, though.
Yes. Divorced husband, yeah.
Yeah. So she had some time to play around.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. She has.
So this is what I'm thinking. It's either really close to what V. Brown is saying, or I think that they're... was some sort of hookup. But you know what, though? Like, really thinking about it and looking forward to the other part of the episode when they're flashing back, there's history between there, and there's money history.
Right.
So the fact that Nene felt like he was calling her out on the money thing and making her look like a liar, maybe that's where she's getting the con artist part. I really don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot there.
Why would she come to Sheree for that?
Well, she's trying desperately to keep it from Sheree. That's what I think. She's not trying to reveal that. She's not trying to get in that mess. She's not trying. She's trying to shut it down before the flower grows.
Right. And Tyrone's been dropping little tidbits on the phone with Sheree, too. Like, she better not come for me. So it's something, I think, on his side that he wants to say, too. So
yeah.
Well, he better get it in that 15 minutes because the phone just clicks off.
No wonder.
Well, one thing I did notice is that Nene got a bag and fixed her teeth. And she's looking really good. So she did glow up from that.
That did happen a long time ago. Sure. Yeah. She's been looking good for a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I did notice, though? These girls were hungover the next day. I mean, they are sleep deprived. They're a little bit hungover.
That's what vacation is for, though.
And that's what happens when you're not a millennial and you get your drink on. I'm just going to let you guys know that the next day you don't just pop up.
Excuse me, I'm not a spring chicken, so when I drink, the next day I'm in bed all day long.
I was going to say, I just had my birthday, and the next day I was like, oh, I can't do it like that anymore.
And how old are you?
26.
We're moving on. The girls are briefing Sheree about what happened the night before. They were talking with Nene, and they told her, look, we asked Nene about Tyrone. She was super defensive. We don't know what's going on. She said something about dating, and that caught Sheree's ear, and she was like, what? Mm. Yeah, they never dated. So, obviously, Sheree's a little shook. She does not like the fact that Nene and Tyrone could have had any type of relations. She's not feeling that.
I wouldn't be feeling it either. Don't play with my man.
Jealousy.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Jealousy. I don't know. Yeah, I would not be feeling it either.
I know. It's too close for comfort. Like, if I'm dating someone and it's kind of like sloppy second type of thing, I don't know.
And add in a reality show and some 9 years of hostility
like
in there.
Like, frenemy situation. Yeah.
They are such frenemies. I don't think I've ever seen Sheree and Nene really interact, like, on a genuine friend level. It's always been surface to me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's true.
Nene's real connection to me has always been Cynthia.
Mm-hmm. Always been Cynthia. Yeah. She's gotten tight with Marlo. And Portia, I think she's getting real with Portia, too. She's been real with Portia. But, yeah, I think Sheree has never really gotten in with Nene where they were really legitimately close friends.
Well, she made a good point. She was like, Sheree is here for herself. That's it. She's siding with Kim in this whole video thing, and you know, she's here for herself.
Everything comes full circle, and they are now talking about the allegations of Sheree planting this seed and knowing about this video beforehand. Obviously, Nene is very upset about this video. She made a good point. I would have liked the heads up. You could have told me there's a video that's about to come out. Obviously, I don't have the video and I didn't film it, but I'm giving you a heads up. Brielle and Kim went into your house. I brought them. They went into your bathroom and they filmed a water bug. They're about to make you look real bad, boo-boo. So, I mean, I can understand why Nene would feel that way. I would like the heads up. Mm-hmm. But it just... a heads up doesn't always look the best on camera. We like to see it really unfold.
It doesn't, but I'm going to give you a heads up about a fantastic podcast that our homegirl Maria
has
going on. No, I'm Shane.
Okay.
Want to have fun?
I do.
Learn and grow in all areas of your life?
Oh, yes.
You do need it, girl.
Of course we do. For those who do, we've got a podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us The Real Housewives of Atlanta panel.
Yes, we are.
That got you guys there. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out. The Housewives need to check it out. I feel like Maria could really help guide them.
Yes.
Check out Maria Menounos' podcast. It's going to be lit.
Lit.
Yes, honey.
So we come full circle, and they go into this place called the Hamon Experience, which means the ham experience. I don't know about you guys. I personally am not a vegetarian, but it almost made me a vegetarian. Yeah. That episode, the feet, the pig's feet.
Oh, God, the pig's feet.
How do you feel about that?
The pig's feet?
Would you eat it?
Did they eat that kind of meat of a pig's feet?
Would you eat it?
I don't know.
It was definitely.
I don't know what it's going to taste like.
Well, it looked like it was going to taste old.
They said it smelled.
I don't understand why do you want to keep it so long? Why? It doesn't look like it's filling, like it will fill you up. Like
I don't know. I've always heard, obviously, about beef bean. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously dry aged. But I don't know about ham. Pig's feet.
I don't know.
I mean, you guys, I've never even had chitlins before.
It looked like
pepperoni. Okay, I was going to say,
I had pig's feet 2 weeks ago, so I'm not
going to definitely.
Oh, yeah, well, like, fill us in.
Okay, well, first of all, for the people who aren't millennial, pig's feet has lots of collagen, so it's healthy for your skin.
It's good.
And whether you have it pickled or barbecued, the Koreans do it. A lot of people do it. As far as the hamon, that aged, I have had that aged ham. It's really expensive. It's kind of like salami. It's a lot of other dried cured meats that you would have, like, with cheese and wine, and it's delish. Now, if you see it hanging in the window, maybe that's not your thing, but once you slice it, you put it on a plate, it's amazing. It's very tasty.
I was going to say, I would be down to try it. I feel like you know, when in Rome.
Exactly.
I definitely am a trier. I'm definitely an experimenter.
Yeah,
I'm not feeling the actual feet. Like, you could touch homeboy's like nails.
Yeah.
There was hair still on there.
You would not survive in the South.
So keeping it longer, does it taste better? Is that why? Because I don't understand.
Well, I think it's... it probably does deepen the flavor, and it's also aged. Like, it's dry cured, so it's not like...
It's not just molding or
it's not like molding or whatever. It's kind of a way.
I don't know. But obviously, they.
For hundreds of years, this is how they've aged their pork. And that's their thing. And it's actually very good.
Yeah.
And very
expensive. Obviously, it's very popular. It's a delicacy. And it's something that you need to try when you're in Barcelona. Coming full circle, what do you guys think about this video, the video controversy? I want to hear about this.
Yeah, because I never heard of that.
The roach.
Yeah, thing. The water bug, the situation.
I personally think. I don't feel like Sheree necessarily owes it to Nene just because I don't think they're close like that. But I do think it's, like, fishy that she was acting brand new when the whole thing came out.
Mm. Okay, and I'm not always Team Drew just because I'm sitting over here today. But I agree. I feel like Sheree is Kim's friend. She's not Nene's friend. She don't owe Nene anything. She owes Nene nothing, nada. And she's barely Nene's friend, so she wouldn't have said anything, you know what I'm saying, to give her the heads up. Like, your girls give you a heads up, not, like, your frenemy.
Did y'all hear her agree with me?
I do agree with you. Yeah. I did agree.
It's a new day. It's a new day.
It is.
I don't know. I just feel like it was all sorts of wrong. I deserve a heads up. If you came to my house, I gave you an invite, and you brought a plus one, give me the heads up, period. Or don't come. Yeah. Don't come to my party then.
Yes, of course, because when Cynthia pulled her out and showed her about the friend contract, what was that? Mm-hmm. Something was going on with Cynthia and her. Mm-hmm. There's some attention going around her. What is that supposed to mean? Because she had some past with her, and Marlo comes in and to make her jealous, mm-hmm. to be friends with them. Like what was that about?
Well, Marlo has came in, and she's shaken up the entire cast before.
Yeah.
She comes in. She likes to stir up trouble. She likes to bring the drama.
Yes.
And you know what? Looking like the way it's looking on Twitter and with the way the season's going, she's going to end up getting her own peach.
Oh, yes. And I'm here for it. I love
it. Yes, yes, yes.
But the whole thing about it, I think Kim is going to get one, too.
Oh, Kim is definitely going to get a peach. Not a lot of people want her to get a peach just because this video controversy, this is a whole new low blow. This is someone coming into your house and disrespecting your space, your safe space. It's just really out of line.
Well, also, it kind of turned racist there after a while. So it's like a lot of people, you know, especially Real Housewives of Atlanta is a dominantly black show. So it's like, we don't want racist on the
show. We don't like racism. We don't tolerate it.
No, we don't.
And Brielle has been borderline extremely inappropriate. Actually, she's not even borderline. She's past that. She's really inappropriate. Yeah. Girl, you ain't getting a peach, so take it down a notch.
Yes, but because I saw Kim and her other man, Big Papa.
Big Papa.
Big Papa, right?
I remember that. You will never live that down.
Never.
Oh, Big Papa will live on forever.
Big Papa all the time.
Oh, Big Papa bought me an Escalade. Big Papa bought me a house. Big Papa didn't buy me no manners, though.
I need a Big Papa.
So we move on, and Cynthia's getting a spiritual rejuvenation, a spiritual baptism, so you will. Yeah, it was definitely something. I don't know about this. It turned a little weird. It turned a little mourning session, like someone had died.
Yeah.
But I like that they kept it positive. I love that she's taking this 50 really serious. You only turn 50 once.
And divorced and happy.
Yeah, I mean, that all comes into it. You know, Megan isn't going to let you forget all that. She's giving you all the details.
She is a baby mama.
Yeah.
Because I know her baby daddy from the show and... in The Temptations, too.
Yes, the five heartbeats, baby.
What do you think about Will? What do you think about Will?
Will? I don't know about Will, but Will is something on the show. Yeah. I could tell there's something about that.
Do you think he's an imposter? Do you think he's an opportunist?
Maybe there's something going on around that and that kind of a department.
He's trying to play Cynthia.
He's trying to get on the show. He's trying to get some airtime, get that reality show reel, boo. You doing good with, like, the talk show and Bravo. You might be able to pick something up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a peach, though. Maybe you end up on Love & Hip Hop or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Love & Hip Hop.
He's not cut out for that show.
He would get ran off real quick.
Yeah.
On the Basketball Housewives. That is
maybe on there. Maybe he could make it up.
No, he ain't got enough money for basketball now. You know.
But what I do know is that the girls did drive an hour and a half. An hour and a half to get spiritually baptized. Cynthia is really taking this serious. They're pulling
her skin, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear the song, though, that Candy Bay?
Yes.
This song. I don't know. What do you think about that
song?
The song was whatever. What really was interesting about the whole thing is I feel like Nene is the type of friend you need to hype you up. Because the way she was reacting to Candy, she's like, sang Candy.
I mean, she even threw her own note in there. It wasn't really good, but at least she threw the note in there.
And why did Candy
sound...
She has
her high notes, too. She can do her high notes.
Definitely. And Candy sounded better in that bus than she did on that escape tour. I know that. Ooh. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
That was some shade.
I love Candy. I love you, girl. I love you. I love you. I love Candy Coated Nights.
Candy, yes.
But yeah, like sometimes in the escape thing, this is my point. Sometimes in the escape, she always came out like really deep and husky and stuff when they were in concert. That's really my point. Whereas in the bus, she kind of sounded like she was getting some tunes together. So I actually like catching on it.
I think it was because she's moving around on stage. You kind of... you know, get out of breath a little bit.
That song is awful. I'm sorry. Like, I don't mess with fake people.
Yeah.
First of all, TLC did it a long time ago. The Case of the Fake People. Yeah, TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool, Sorry, Boo. It's already been done.
Who is that song about, y'all?
Which one? The Case of the Fake People?
No, this song that she just made.
It could have been Exhibit A, B, C.
Okay.
She and Kim had something too, of course.
Mm-hmm. Don't be tardy for the party.
Yeah, don't be tardy for the party because they had a fight over that song and they were having some issues with that.
Well, that's probably why Candy doesn't collaborate with any housewives anymore. Yes. She keeps it strictly just about the show. She's like, if you want music produced, you're going to have to pay me.
Right.
Raise your hand if you got a Grammy.
That song was way better, though.
Yes. Pretty much.
Party for the party.
Yeah, because it's fake people. I'm like, it's basically for
and
the people
Nene
on the bus.
To be a part
that's
what
I'm saying.
That.
Yeah.
That's what
no, you know what? The thing about Candy is I feel like she's written incredible songs, but all the songs that she's written that are incredible have been for other
people.
Artists.
I agree.
Everything
I totally
that she's
agree.
Written for herself has always been weird. Like, I never liked Fly Above the Drama. It was just like a weird, repetitive medley. The only song that I liked was her first single, Don't Tell Me Not, or Don't Think I'm Not. That was the best.
Do you remember the show she had, The Candy Factory?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there is... Candy. I still, on my phone, have Candy a song that she wrote with, like, this rapper. It was, like, this white guy, and it's about being single, and it's so lit. And I'm like, I forgot that. It came on my shuffle randomly this morning.
So it's another artist, so that's what we're talking about. I feel like she makes great music for other people. When it comes to herself, it's just like...
She wrote some really good hits for TLC, right?
She wrote incredible. Yeah. She wrote Unpretty. No Scrubs. She wrote No Scrubs. Oh, yes. She wrote No, No, No from Destiny's Child. She wrote Bugaboo.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's what, that's what I meant, actually.
She knows Beyonce, too.
Yeah, she does.
Yes.
Beyonce, when are you going to come in at AfterBuzz?
That's right. That's right. Beyonce? We'll sign an NDA, Beyonce. I'm just going to let you know. Yes. I don't have a problem.
Just invite me to the party.
You know guys? We're so close to booking Mimi. The fans, we really appreciate you guys watching. Make sure to give us a thumbs up. Just because it's a full panel, it's a great show. We have Megan here. Give us a thumbs up now. And make sure to tweet Mimi Leaks. We really want her on the show. We're so close to getting her. And we just really need some help and some encouragement. So if you love the show, give us a thumbs up. Send us a little Twitter. We'll retweet it. We'll definitely support you.
I want Marlo, though.
We want all of them. Candy, Marlo.
And Bedroom Candy, yes.
Yeah, we'll take Bedroom Candy. I'll take some actual merchandise from Bedroom Candy as well.
As why, because that stuff is expensive. I'm just going to let you know in the Hustle store. It's a little pricey.
Listen, I'll take some bundles of hair from Portia.
Yeah. I was watching one of them about how she's starting the whole bedroom line. And Phaedra was there. Awesome.
The name we don't speak of anymore.
I know, right? It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since we've brought up Phaedra. Actually, Erica loves to bring up Phaedra.
I love
every
Phaedra.
Episode.
I love you, girl.
Oh, you open Pandora's box with that.
Phaedra will always have a peach in my heart.
Here come all the comments. Here come all the comments.
I know you guys hate me, but I'm sorry.
Now, you know what, though? Here's the thing about Phaedra is that, she messed up, and what she did was wrong, but I think in, 4 years, she's going to come back.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
They always come back. I mean, look at Kim. We could talk about the other franchises too. Bethany, they always come back.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much money. If this is your type of environment, and it is, Phaedra's really good at being a housewife. She could throw the tea. She could throw the commentary.
She has two boys.
And she has two boys.
They're so cute.
I know.
Cute. She's going to come back when Apollo gets out of jail. That's when she's going to make her debut.
Yeah, Apollo.
So let's talk about the ending of the episode. We have a spiritual cleansing, so you will. Cynthia wants to rejuvenate herself because she's already had vaginal rejuvenation.
She has.
Let's say it again. Vaginal rejuvenation.
I guess everyone should have that when they turn 50, just to give it back to,
I'm going
to
get it done, too.
She has that. She has some something going on, but she has her own company now.
Mm-hmm.
The
modeling school?
The whole modeling school.
The Bailey Agency.
And the Bailey Agency.
Yeah, she's doing the thing.
Yes.
Have you ever done any modeling yourself, Megan?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Oh! Cool.
Yes. I've been doing a fashion show in Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
With young adults with Down syndrome. So
that's nice.
Yeah. That's cool. Long time.
Spreading awareness. March 21st is actually World Down Syndrome Day. Make sure to go to Meganology.com and buy some merchandise and show your support on March 21st, World Down Syndrome Day.
Yes.
What do you have anything to say about that? Do you want to add anything?
Just wear your crazy socks.
There you go. Wear your crazy socks. Yes. So let's talk about the actual baptism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was something else.
I think they should have... Oh. I'm sorry, Megan, what did you say?
Did you see the scene with Phaedra and Paulo when they did the whole baptize with their son?
Yes, we did. That was a real baptism. This is kind of like a lake baptism.
That was different.
A street baptism, so you will.
Oh, yeah.
They should have done this baptism before the trip, because maybe Portia could have stayed around and had some positive energy. Because I think what Nene said was really nice to her.
Yeah, but they bought 99 cents
worth. And I think what Candy said was accurate. It was a whole bath. I mean, she pulled up her skirt. Know, she put some dirty water. She poured some dirty water on her chest. She said, I'm being baptized.
Yes. But she had her cross on.
That water looked dirty. So I'm like, she poured some dirty water on her chest. Like, yes.
She was showing cleavage. She put the hoe bath water on her cleavage.
Because
that's
it
what
on.
You do. You do
she
a hoe bath.
I was like, how do you baptize yourself? Don't you need it like a pastor
how do you buy
or a priest?
99 cents basic white candles for everybody. Those candles were like...
Those are straight Groupon candles, right?
No, those are the... I'm going to even go further than that. Those are the Mexican candles that we have at the dollar store. We usually have like a picture of Jesus on them.
Or some other saint, right?
Yes. I think they ripped the labels off and they were like, this is fine.
This is fine. They're
right
in Barcelona. They won't know.
Yes. The candle was about to burn out as soon as they lit it. It was
I know.
So bad.
And they went around in a circle. They said something nice about each other, except for...
Eva.
Eva was like, you know what? I really need to get something off my chest, even though you're pretty. I don't like how you came for me and you accused me of dating Missy Elliott.
Which, again, I don't think it's the worst thing you can be accused of.
Yeah.
I would be okay if someone was like, oh, you dated Missy Elliott.
I'd be like, no, but here's my number, boo.
I don't think it was that. It's like, if somebody is lying on their penis about you, saying they dated you or whatever, wouldn't you feel some kind of way? Like,
not if it's Missy Elliott, because she didn't have one.
But Missy Elliott can produce a single for me, so I'll go out with her.
Exactly. I'm like, Missy, I'll hook up with you, girl. Like,
okay,
it's all good.
She gave us the hit song Lose Control with Sierra, okay?
Get your freak on.
Yeah, that's it.
1 minute, man.
Oh, I love Missy Elliott.
I love Missy Elliott.
We can really get into it. But let's talk about Messy Mia.
Oh, yeah.
And let's talk about how everybody went around the circle and said something nice about each other. You know, we had the whole Nene and Cynthia talking about each other. And I felt like Nene was being just like a little bit kind of fake. I don't think she was taking it too serious. She was like, oh, I love you. I'm like, Cynthia's really, you know, Cynthia's all about the corniness, the friend contract, the whole bath.
That was something.
Yes. Well, just give it to her. Indulge a little bit.
I think Marlo's speech was trash.
Marlo is just ridiculous.
She's trying to get her jealous.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to get her peach.
Exactly.
She's trying to get her peach.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. And she's not the nice peach.
I just want to know how they archive this footage, because they're always on point with these montages.
Yeah, like, this whoever is producing it this season, because I heard they did get a new producer, he's killing it right now. Like, at first it was a little dry, but I was like, now with these flashbacks, he's really adding something to each episode.
Absolutely. We really are enjoying the flashbacks. It's bringing everything together. It's bringing the history to the forefront. Everything happens for a reason, and everything that they show on the episodes is for a reason. Even if it's very subliminal, and it's very, very short, everything that they put is for a reason. They film 15 hours a day. They're showing you 60 minutes. It's for a reason. Right. So I really am liking the full circle moment. Let's get into some predictions and talk about what we're going to see the rest of the season.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Megan, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen towards the end of the season? Do you think Nene's going to finally reveal what happened with her and Tyrone?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
And what else do you see happening in the show?
I think she needs to reveal it, because I heard what she said. That was way before Sheree. Like, what was that about? I know that she knows what guys that she likes or don't like, but I'm telling you, she...
She messed with Tyrone.
She's going and messing with some people.
Well, she was divorced. She's allowed to mess with people. I think for the end of the season, we're going to see a little bit more of Kenya. I think there's going to be a reveal.
Oh, yeah,
obviously, we've seen in the previews that there's going to be some sort of reveal.
Fiance.
That fake fiance is going to come to life.
Fake fiance.
And I just really feel like I really hope the season comes together and they do something with Portia, because I really don't want to hear about this next season. You know what I mean? I hate when something like the Beverly Hills franchise, like the Munchausen thing dragged on for seasons.
Right.
So I really hope that Candy nips it in the bud, you know, eventually. Just like nips it and get over it. You know what I mean? She doesn't really want to get over it, as she said, jokingly.
Right.
But, what do you guys think is going to happen for the end of the season, Erica?
All right. I think Nene somehow is going to get out that Nene and Tyrone, you know, did the do. I think that...
You think they did it?
I think so too. I think she, you know.
You think they had sex?
In her stripper days. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. But you actually think Mimi and Tyrone had sex?
I've seen that.
Okay. All right. Maybe they didn't have sex, but she wanted to. Mm. I'll say that. I think she wanted to.
I bet she's getting some from her hubby.
Well, Greg is a freak. She's always talked about that.
Yes, I just
love her. She is just an angel for me because I seen some moments on her show with her, with Kim, of course, because I'm sorry, I'm going to way back, but I'm just going to say, like, wow, that was something. The choking and say, be just close your legs to a married man.
Close your legs to married man.
She's never gonna forget about that.
Too many times.
That was like seriously one of the most famous housewife quotes of all time.
Yeah. Besides, who's gonna check me boo? That's my favorite one.
Who's gonna check me boo is the top favorite, the best fight scene of all time.
Yeah, she's gonna check me boo. That is on Chevette.
Drew, tell us your predictions, baby.
I think we're gonna have a coming to Jesus moment with Portia and Candy. I feel like Candy kind of, at least I hope Candy kind of saw from Portia leaving early that she's changing, she's growing. And I think Candy's not going to be over it, but I think Candy's going to be a little bit more willing to, like, lay off the shade. At least I'm hoping, because I'm just tired of this storyline.
Yeah, I like the shade. The shade's always good.
The drama, too.
Well, the drama's always going to happen, baby. Drama's never going to stop.
It's never going to change.
V Brown?
So, my prediction is Sheree and Tyrone, they're going to break up. She's going to get tired of being with this jail bae and find her real man.
Yeah.
She's still with him, though, right now.
I know. She's going to find out what happened with her, with Mimi and Tyrone, and she's going to break up with him. Mm. And I feel like Kenya is going to go out with a bang. We're still going to see her husband, but she's going to go out with a bang. I think she's out of there, and Kim is going to get her peach.
Those are the AfterBuzz predictions. Do we want to add any more predictions? Let's get into the AfterBuzz news and gossip segments.
AfterBuzz TV news.
We have some really good tea, as always. Drew's going to give it to us.
All right, first up, Kenya and Cynthia did a Wrinkle in Time promo. I don't know if you guys have seen Wrinkle in Time or at least the trailers.
Oprah!
There's a part with a bunch of the housewives in the movie. So they were the two for Real Housewives Atlanta. There were a couple from the other Real Housewives shows. But they look really good, I feel like. I love that dress on Cynthia.
Yeah, that color.
The yellow's popping.
Yeah, yes. They kind of did Kenya dirty with her color dress, but it's whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And then next up, we have Kenya and hubby Mark Daly They were out for the Oscars. They went to a couple Oscars parties. And I think they look amazing.
Yes. Maybe she is pregnant. Look at those tatas.
You know what?
That's looking kind of big.
That stomach is looking on flat.
You know what I'm thinking? Maybe Kenya really is a real actress because she has connections. She went to Oscar after party. And Elton John's specific viewing Oscar party is super hard to get into.
Yeah.
Super hard to get into. I mean, I even tried to be a worker to try to be in there, and they were still like, no, you're not fancy enough. And I'm like, I'm not even fancy enough to serve these people. Let me in.
Let me in right now.
Let me in.
Kenya was Miss America.
Fake Beyonce. Because she talks about Beyonce all the time. But here's the thing. She does not even look like Beyonce.
Oh, Kenya.
But Megan, she was Miss America at one point.
She was, yes.
But that's not Beyonce.
Was she Miss America or Miss USA?
Yes.
Oh, she was Miss USA.
Is that the same thing? It's different?
Yes. Come on, y'all.
Don't have to talk to girls.
No, somebody go back to that episode.
Yeah, we have to get it right because Kenya will get upset.
Yes. Sorry, Kenya.
So to answer some of your, not answer, but to feed into the predictions, apparently it is almost set in stone that Kim is going to be getting a peach next year based on what she brings to the table at the reunion. Producers are pretty sold on giving her peach. I also picked this photo because I thought she looked really nice here.
That's Kim?
Yeah. She doesn't even look like Kim.
No, it's Kim. Like, I know.
She does look hot.
Her wig is doing the most. She's doing a lot.
It's got
hashtag DuckTales.
Volume, honey. Speaking of Kim, her and Brielle were at Khloe Kardashian's baby shower.
Really?
Brielle looks like she's 45 years old.
All that plastic surgery. Ugh.
Girl, stop with the injections. You know she looks just like her mom.
You know what I thought?
Kylie Jenner or or Khloe?
But all of them have plus.
No, we're talking about.
They all look real fake in this photo. Khloe, like every person
was,
in this photo.
It was Khloe Kardashian's baby shower, but they took photos with Kylie. They also took photos with
her.
But our lovely boss Maria was there as well.
Yes. Looking gorgeous.
And Maria, get it.
Yes.
And natural. Yay.
Yeah, I just had to throw that photo in there because she was looking like a whole snack.
Yes. Maria looks beautiful.
Yes.
Amazing in that photo.
Killing it.
Kylie's pregnant.
Killing it. And to touch on the whole lip situation, we had a Bria clapback this weekend. Someone commented on the photo and said, please leave your mouth alone or stop making that face. And Bria said, bruh. My lips do not look good in photos. I get it. I'm really over y'all saying this as if I've never seen / heard it. I'm not changing them, whether it looks good to you or not.
Well, the camera does add 10 pounds, obviously.
Clearly
really...
all to their lips, though.
She's only from Texas.
Yeah. Clearly that camera adds 10 pounds, and I'm much skinnier in person, I promise. But
me too.
Apparently, lips look really, really big in photos, which I'm not buying.
I mean, mine,
because
I feel like...
she has got that from her mom.
Plastic surgery? Funds?
Oh, yes. She definitely got that plastic surgery gene from her mom.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I'm glad I don't have to have plastic surgery.
No, yeah, I got these big old lips, these Jay-Z's. Didn't have to pay for them.
Jay-Z lips, super.
But I will do a little second tuck somewhere around here. Put a little there, put a little there. Take a little out of her.
I'll go to Dr. Build-A-Bay anytime.
I would mind him doing lifting a few little things if I could.
Yeah, a little lift and tuck there.
She has her wig line. That's what she talks about all the time.
I'm all about weave, girl.
About weave and wigs.
Like, so send us a wig, Cam. Well, guys, that is it for our Sunday after show for The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Make sure to check us out every Sunday night.
Yes.
I am your host, Leanne Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leanne. And as always, I can't do this without my girls and our guest host. Let's start with the girls, though. V Brown.
Hi, it's Miss Conversation Peace. And you can follow me on Instagram at Conversation Peace. You know where to find me. Oh, and Twitter, too. Miss Combo Peace.
And my name's Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Hi, party people. I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And obviously the show is a little bit different tonight because we had a guest host. Make sure to check in. We go right back to our original format next Sunday night. Let's say goodbye to Megan from Megology.com from her YouTube video, Don't Limit Me. Megan Baumgars
at Famously Single.
Thank you so much.
Megan, thank you so much for joining our after show. You are such an inspiration to everybody and to all of us. And you are definitely welcomed here at the AfterBuzz family whenever you'd like to come back.
Thank you.
You did such a good job.
You did so good.
Yes.
Great job, Megan.
That's our Sunday show. Goodbye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.